Leaders of NATO and the G7 hold an emergency summit this week in Brussels to discuss the war in Ukraine. But Ukrainian officials are hoping for more than speeches and pledges of solidarity. Ukraine wants weapons and sanctions to fight back against Russia. NPR's Jason Beaubien joins us from Lviv. Hey, Jason.
Hey, Ari.
First, let me ask you about reports that Russia has lost somewhere between 7,000 and 15,000 troops already in the first month of the war. Even the low end of that number is wildly high. Give us some perspective on this.
Yeah, I mean, this is getting a lot of play here. People paying attention to this. These reports are coming from unnamed NATO officials, and they are estimates. You know, but if these numbers are true, you know, at least 7,000 dead, those are devastating losses for the Russians. To put this in context, the U.S. lost 2,500 service members in Afghanistan over the course of two decades. So this number of deaths for the Russians in just the first 4 weeks is staggering.
All right, now let's turn to the upcoming meetings in Brussels. NATO leaders and leaders from the G7 are gathering specifically to discuss the crisis in Ukraine. Yeah. What do Ukrainians hope to come out of this?
Well, you know, to try to get a better sense of that, I spoke today with the former Ukrainian president, Petro Poroshenko. He was president from 2014 to 2019. Poroshenko says what Ukraine needs right now from the international community are even harsher economic sanctions on Russia and more weapons to fight Russian troops on the ground.
We need anti-aircraft, anti-missiles, and jet fighter.
Given that NATO has rejected requests for a no-fly zone, Poroshenko wants NATO to donate any MiG fighters that they can get their hands on to Ukraine. Ukraine wants MiGs because these are the planes that their pilots have been trained on and know how to fly.
How optimistic is he that NATO and European allies will come through with more military support?
He believes that they will, but he is concerned that that support might not come fast enough. He makes the argument that Ukraine is just the first step in Putin's military efforts. Next, Putin might go after the Baltic states, he says, or try to annex Moldova. His message to the world is,
this is not you assisting or helping Ukraine. This is not true. You investing in your own security. And that's why it's so important. Tomorrow, NATO meeting, and just sanction against Russian oligarchy is not enough.
He wants even more sanctions against Russia, and he wants pledges that the international community is going to help repair the billions and billions of dollars in damages that Ukraine has already suffered in this war.
So many millions of people have fled Ukraine. Where was the former president when you spoke to him?
You know, he's still in the capital. He's in Kyiv. We spoke over Skype. He was describing the constant shelling that's happening just a few miles away from the office he was in. He talked about the air raid sirens that are going off constantly. Poroshenko said that it's devastating for him and for most Ukrainians to see the destruction that's happening all over their country over the last month. He spoke specifically about the besieged port city of Mariupol. Putin has argued that one of the reasons he invaded Ukraine was to protect Russian-speaking people in the country, and this was Poroshenko's reaction to that.
Do you know, I'm not sure that you know, that Mariupol is most Russian-speaking city in Ukraine. More than 82% of Mariupol inhabitants speaks Russian.
Poroshenko says the destruction of Mariupol now just illustrates the cruelty of Putin's invasion.
That is NPR's Jason Beaubien reporting from Lviv in western Ukraine. Thanks, Jason.
You're welcome, Ari.